Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, Spreaker, and my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who may be joining me in the chat room. I hope you're having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/getorganized. And later, I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, tonight, it is the week before the last official holiday of the summer. So tonight I will be sharing a few end-of-summer organizing tips that will help you jumpstart your fall organized. And, of course, I will be sharing with you my product suggestion, app suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion for the week. But I'd like to thank all of you who answered my question that I posted out there on social media, which was, name something you did this summer that was fun. And a lot of you had some fun things going on this summer. You went to the beach, you had family reunion, someone went to Mexico, and someone just enjoyed playing golf with their spouse. So it was a range of things, but I'm so happy to hear all of you had a fun summer. So before I get started into the topic, because it's just going to be the two of us this evening, is I did my Google search, and I wanted to do a Google search on, because we're getting back into school routines and homework and the fall routine, so the importance of family routines. And I went to healthychildren.org, and according to their website, it says every family needs routines. They help to organize life. Children do best when routines are regular, predictable, consistent. Regular, predictable, and consistent. And I also think adults can benefit from that as well. So for those of you who may not know, who am I? You just maybe stumbled across this podcast. I am the producer, the host, and of course tonight I'm the guest expert. I have over 24 years helping clients create more space to attract money, love, and happiness. And for those of you who don't know, I was recently on the Rachel Ray Show. So of course, if you want to see that segment, you can just go to my website at janetmtaylor.com, click on the media page, and when you click on that page, you'll get to see the banner with me, Rachel Ray, Allie, as well as Peter Walsh. And then you click on that media link, and you'll get to see the segment that I was on, where I was crowned the clutter-free queen. But tonight, I just want to go through, and you've probably heard these tips from me before, or maybe you've heard them from someone else, but I'm just going to go through every single area of the home, from the front door all the way up to the office, and just a few things, simple things that you can do to create order in your home as you go into the fall. Now let's talk about the entrance. You definitely want to remove shoes and other items you no longer wear or use, and you want to store summer items and toss anything that is no longer usable. That's in the front entrance. Now, for those of you who maybe take your shoes off, your boots off, et cetera, you may want to get shoe racks, boot trays, depending on what part of the country you're in, but also you may want to get hooks to hang coats, to hang scarves, to hang hats, to hang bags, so that that specific entrance can be organized. So that's for the entrance. Now, for the coat closet, which may be a little cluttered, and of course, you know, for those of us who live in on the East Coast, it's been warm, so some of us probably haven't even gone in the coat closet. You want to pull everything out of the coat closet, number one, and only return the items you will be using, so the coats that you can fit. If you can't fit the coat, nobody in the family can fit the coat, then put that to the side to be donated, et cetera. And the same with scarves and gloves and hats. And with those items, just a couple of things you can do. You can put hooks. You can use a shoe bag attached to the back of the door to put the scarves and things in. And you can also use cute little bins and boxes to put those things in as well. But you only want to return the items you will be using. Donate usable items. Get hooks and use it in closet or the back of the door to maximize space. Use shelving also to access items as well. So make sure you do some of those things because that will help you keep that coat organized. So get rid of the stuff that you don't use and don't wear. So now that we've kind of tackled the front area, the coat closet, so let's kind of make our way back to the kitchen. You definitely want to organize snacks. You definitely want to have a prep pantry for fall and winter season. And that means really stocking up on those things that you love, your family loves for those winter months. Because, you know, for someone who is in this climate, you know, we get, you know, to be sunny one day, next thing you know, the snow will come. And you want to make sure that you don't have to go out because what I find is when a snowstorm comes, especially here on the East Coast, sometimes people go into a panic. Yes, we've had snowstorms where we have been in maybe for a day, maybe for two, but we've never really been in confined for more than a couple of days. But you want to get those basic items so you don't have to be one of those people in that line frustrated because you're in that long line with everybody else. So make sure you get those basics. And also donate or toss items that the family does not enjoy eating. You know, you may have bought, and I mean every member of the family, even the four-legged member, you may have bought some dog food and the dog is not happy with it and you're not going to force them to eat it. Take that bag of dog food to your local shelter, pet shelter, so animal shelter, I should say, so that they can use those items. So just begin to look through those pantries, begin to fill them up with all the items that you need, but also in doing that, kind of just look through some of the things, some of the appliances, some of the utensils that maybe you have not used within a year's time. I know I'm not talking about holiday stuff. I'm just talking about things that, you know, those food storage containers, maybe pots, maybe other things. Begin to clear out those items as well. So now let's move on to the bathroom. You want to get rid of any type of items, hair care, skin care, that you have not used and you don't want to use, and maybe you used it once thinking it was the miracle and the cure-all, but it's not. So you want to get rid of those. Anything that has not been opened that you don't plan on using, you can always donate it because a lot of times those shelters Women like those toiletries. Men like those toiletries. So that's something to do as well. And the same with a lot of the different little tools that we used to use for our hair. Maybe, you know, you used to have really short hair. Maybe your hair is long, or maybe vice versa. You used to have long hair, now it's short. Do you need all of those different hair accessories and tools? So think about getting rid of that, those things as well. Maybe you have an allergic reaction to something. Maybe you've decided to minimalize the products you use. So instead of using several different types of products, you use one or two that meet the need. So think about clearing out that area as well. So let's talk about the bedroom. You want to get the junk out from under the bed. Now, a lot of times you do use the bed for storage, which is great. You can put shoes, you know, you can get a container and put some shoes in there. Maybe it's time to put the summer shoes, depending on where you are. Maybe it's you use it for linens. Maybe you use it for out-of-season clothes. But make sure you have a purpose underneath that bed. You know, clean out those drawers. You know, get rid of those items that you cannot fit, you don't want to wear, that you've just worn so much that you cannot wear anymore. And also clear out those dressers. Clear them off of all the stuff, all the pencils, the pens, the crayons, the toys, the whatever does not belong in that bedroom, clear it off. So, and then with the closets, you want to remove items that you have not worn in the summer season. So as you begin to transition your closet within a few weeks, another month, begin to look at the items that you pulled out because they were your summer items and you didn't wear them this summer. Think about possibly donating them or giving them away. And, you know, begin transitioning your closet. You know, I'm beginning to, within the next week, because, you know, you don't wear white after Labor Day, but I don't usually like to wear white after Labor Day, so I'm going to transition some of my white pieces out. And then with your office and your study, organize your supplies, clear your work paper, your workspace of old papers and information you don't need, and then, of course, begin scanning as much as you can so you can reduce the amount of paperwork you have in your home as well as in your life. And one of the things I wanted to share with you in regards to the closet, I tried out two services, which I love, both of them. One was ThredUp, and basically you have a big bag, you put everything in there that you maybe don't want to wear, and you also have to look on their website to see what items they take. But it makes it easy for you to consign items, and the same with Silk Roll. So, those are two types of consignments you can do. You can do consignments, you can donate, whatever works for you. But just make sure you continue to donate and give things away. So those are my tips for just organizing yourself before the fall. And again, just going through each and every area, going through each and every area of your home, from your entrance to the coat closet, to the kitchen, to the bedroom, to the closet, to the office, to the garage, and let's not forget the garage as well. You want to make sure that specifically if you winter months are coming for you, you want to make sure that you have enough space in that garage so that you can park your car in there. And you don't have to worry about digging the car out. Yes, you'll have to dig out, you know, maybe a path to go to the, you know, the end of the drive, et cetera, but you will not have to worry about digging the car out. So maybe that could be a goal. Let's not have to dig the cars out this year. So those are my few tips that I have for the end of the summer to just help you jumpstart your fall organized. So I'm going to take a very quick break, drink of water, then I'm going to come back with some more tips to help you organize your life.
Hello, this is Bob Lewis from Closet and Storage Concepts, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
And that's the wonderful Bob Lewis of Closet and Storage Concepts. And if you feel that you need more space in your closet, you need to maximize it, you want some shelving, some drawers, they are the people to call. So our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. You download a title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized and get started. Now, my audiobook selection for this week is 150-plus do-it-yourself home improvement and DIY household tips that save you time and money. The best hacks and tips for cleaning and organizing your home, rediscover joy in your environment, rid your house of toxic chemicals and clean just as effectively using natural methods, the best household hacks in modern history, and so much more. So again, the audiobook selection for this week is Household Hacks, 150-plus do-it-yourself household improvement and DIY household tips that save you time and money. Well, for those of you who are interested in getting organized before the new year, and you want to do it in a very supportive group. So if you're tired of living with the piles, are you ready to find things the first time you look? Do you want to better manage your time and your life? Then you want to join my Get My Life Totally Organized group and become a member of a community that will support and nurture you on your journey to living an organized life. It is a
Hello, this is Bob Lewis from Closet and Storage Concepts, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized.
Sorry about that. That's what happens sometimes with technology. You just never know what's going to happen. So, again, if you're tired of living with piles, if you are ready to let things go, if you want to better manage your time in your life, then join my Get My Life Totally Organized Facebook group and become a member of a community that will support and nurture you on your journey to living an organized life. It's a very safe place where you can post questions, photos, videos of your organizing challenges, and receive strategies that will help you get your life in order. For last week and continuing into this week, it was all about time. I went over every single day. I came to the group live every single day with the exception of Sunday, and I just shared with them a time management strategy. We went over time wasters. We talked about saying no. We talked about, leaving things undone. And this week we're going to talk about multitasking. We're going to be talking about, apps. We're going to be talking about, I'm going to be sharing what I use to help me stay organized. And it's a very, very supportive group of women. And basically last week someone shared something, and instead of typing everything, I just appeared live, and I do that a lot. A lot of times I decide that if my response is more than a couple sentences, I will get on and I will respond, and the group is very supportive of each other. You know, they will post pictures of before of what they want to accomplish. I will give them a couple of strategies on what they need to do, and they will share the end result. So, check us out. For an investment of $1 for the first 30 days, you get to see what the group is like. And then after that, it's an investment of $7 to help you on your journey to living an organized life. You get personalized strategies from me. So whatever you post on there, some people are moving, some people are renovating, some people are organizing specific areas of their home and in their life, but they're each getting personalized strategies from me. Of course, every week I do a live organizing strategy Q&A, so I come on live and people are free to ask questions. And then, of course, we have the Organized 365 challenge. That's where every single day I challenge them to get rid of something. And, of course, I share, you know, product reviews first with the group. So check us out. Now it's Taylor's tip time. Better manage your time in the fall. Number one, weekly meal planning will, of course, help you eat healthier. It'll help you save time. It'll help you save money. Weekly family meetings to cover over everybody's schedule because, you know, you've got Jimmy going here, Sally going there. You're going one place, and your husband might be going another place, so everybody will know what everybody is doing. Plan the night before. So, you know, plan those snacks the night before. Lay those outfits the night before. Make sure everybody's got their homework and they've got all the different supplies they need for whatever project they need. So make sure you do that. Plan the night before. Weekly cleanup days when you put stuff back. Yes, everybody is busy during the week, but take time once a week to put the shoes back, put the books back, put the games back, put things back. And last, you want to have weekly family nights. You know, with all the busyness and all the technology, you want to have a time to reconnect. So weekly meal planning, weekly family meetings just to make sure everybody knows what everybody's doing, plan the night before, weekly cleanup days, and most of all, weekly family nights. Have you been working on getting organized and feel that you need someone to guide you from start to finish? Let's talk so I can share how you can get back on track and get organized with virtual sessions. All you have to do is go to my contact page and schedule a free 30-minute session. And virtual sessions are very, very time-saving and very helpful because I recently had a session with a client, and by just him showing me, and after our session, because I saw virtually what he wanted to do, but after the session, he emailed me a video of his space, and I'm able to now take that information by just looking at it. I've already got what furniture pieces, I already know the layout of his new office, and I already know how much time it's going to take me to do it. Or I can actually have him do it himself. So one client called me, and she had a home office. She wanted set up, and because of our virtual session, I was able to share with her how to do it, and within an hour and a half, she got it done. Of course, she had teenagers to help her, but we got it done. So virtual sessions can be very, very productive and can help you on your journey. So make sure you go to my website and check it out, and it's janetmtaylor.com. Well, of course, I want to thank you for following me on social media. And I want to thank you for your likes, your retweets, and your sharing and your comments. Please continue to share. And, of course, make sure you always check out my Pinterest board. And I have a board about that's specific all about time, which is time management. Kids can be organized. So, you know, if you need some tips and strategies on how to organize those kids' rooms and spaces, even I have one for dorm spaces as well. And, of course, clutter busters. Just helping you conquer the clutter in your home and in your life on my Pinterest page. Well, today is Monday and tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. So toss all the summer and pool toys that are no longer usable, and you know what they are. They're the ones that have been played with so much because everybody enjoys them. Now they're no longer, you can't play with them anymore, so you've got to replace them next summer. So just get rid of them now. Don't pack them away or put them away. Get rid of them now. So my app suggestion, my repurpose suggestion, and my product suggestion. My app suggestion is Cozy, which is an organizing app for families, and it keeps everyone's schedule and all your lists in one place. And Cozy is a 3-time Moms Award winner. My product suggestion is a wall mount storage organizer. You can put it for your phone, or maybe you can throw that remote in there, and it's clear and it's a holder. And my repurpose suggestion is some DIY projects made from broken tables. because maybe you decided to tackle that garage and all of a sudden you see broken pieces, wondering what you can do with them. Because sometimes those broken pieces, you can just toss them away, but other times the broken pieces might be of a sentimental value. You know, like the broken pieces of my mother's dresser. Yes, I know I can get rid of it, but I'm not ready to, so I'm going to repurpose it into something new. So my app suggestion and my repurpose suggestion you can find on my Pinterest board. And I have a board for apps that will help you stay organized and a board for your repurpose. My product suggestion can be found now on my Amazon page. I have an Amazon shop now. So if you just go to the show page, and there will be a direct link to the product feature tonight, which is the wall mount storage organizer. And, of course, it's also a link directly to the my Amazon shop, which shows all the products that will help you organize your home, your office, as well as your life. And make sure if you go there, you can like it and, you know, check back because I'm always adding products as well. The organizing quote for today is, organizing is not about being tidy or throwing stuff away. It's about creating systems that provide access to things we need to achieve our goal, Julie Morgenstern. Organizing is not about being tidy or throwing away stuff. It's about creating systems that provide access to things we need to achieve our goals. Well, I'm excited because, well, next week I will not be here because it's Labor Day, and I am going to be hanging out with some friends. So I will be back, and we are going to kick off September with Felicia Wallace Benton. She's going to be coming back, and she's going to be giving us some techniques and some tips on how to share bathroom, how to organize it, and how to share it with someone else. Then we're going to have Suzanne Brown, and she's going to be coming to us about how to conquer procrastination. And then we were going to be talking from Closets PA, and they're going to be sharing with us how we can truly give from our stuffed closets. And I've got some other things for you as well. I'm going to be talking about, for the business people, how to be organized with your bookkeeping in October, you know, how to really be more productive with lists, you know, how to be more healthy and balanced in life, and so much more. So I'm really excited about the topics that we have coming up for the fall. And again, if there is a specific topic that you want us to talk about, make sure you just go to my website at janetmtaylor.com, click the contact page, and just leave me a comment as to, Janet, have you ever thought about speaking about a topic, et cetera. And I'm excited that moving forward, I will really be talking more about organizing your life and how you can do that so that not only can you be organized, you know, in what you do with your work, but in your home, but also in your life so that when you need things and those important things, not only can you find them, but other people can find them, and you can just have a peace of mind knowing that certain things are better managed. So I thank you so much for joining me this evening. This is going to be a very short segment, but until next time, I truly want you to have a clutter-free day, have an organized week, have a wonderful Labor Day, and I will be back soon.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.